You are the one short of fear, Ned said.
No, I am what I am. The king makes use of me, but it shames him. A most puissant warrior is our Robert, and such a manly man has little love for sneaks and spies and eunuchs. If the day should come when Cersei whispers, "Kill that man," Ilial Payne will snick off my head in a twinkling. And who will mourn poor Varys then? North or south, they sing no songs for spiders. He reached out and touched Ned with a soft hand. But you, Lord Stark, I think, no, I know, he would not kill you, not even for his queen, and there may lie our salvation. It was all too much. For a moment Eddard Stark wanted nothing so much as to return to Winterfell, to the clean simplicity of the north, where the enemies were winter and the wildlings beyond the wall. Surely Robert has other loyal friends, he protested. His brothers, his wife, Varys finished, with a smile that cut. His brothers hate the Lannisters, true enough, but hating the queen and loving the king are not quite the same thing, are they? Sir Barristan loves his honour. Grand Maester Pycelle loves his office. And Littlefinger loves Littlefinger. The King's Guard.